It looked like there were a few fewer boats out in District 15 in this past opening than there have been.
Yeah, I think the catch was, the boat numbers were down because the catch was up in Taku the week before. And so a lot of people felt that the chances of catching fish were much greater in Taku and elsewhere. So the fleet tends to spread out as the concentration of fish decline in this area.
So speaking of which, let's talk about this week's harvest numbers. It looks like you were right last week when you said that you thought we had reached peak chum harvest in District 15.
Yeah, the catch has continued to decline. We're down to, I think, an estimate of about 161,000 for this week, and that's expected to continue to decline. The sex ratio for the DIPAC produced fish is about 60% female and 40% male now, and so that's, according to DIPAC, a really good indicator that the run has peaked and is declining, and we're just seeing that in the harvest. The fish are spread out and much sparser.
The second highest catch was pinks.
Yeah, pinks. We got about 28,000 last week, and that is a good number, and that's indicative of the fact that we're expecting and seeing a real strong pink return this year, and that's happening all over northern southeast, and they are flooding into the Choku Weir, and they're coming into the fishery as well. It's not a target species, but it's one that we catch.
And sort of a nominal number of kings this week.
Yeah, a very small number of kings. They should, they're declining also, of course, because of timing. Chinook catch was about 90 this last week, and that's down from 140 the week before. We expect that to go down. And plus, we're fishing in the lower end. We're not fishing much at all in the upper end where the kings would be more concentrated.
And how about sockeye? Are they coming in stronger than they have been? Are you still worried about those numbers?
Yeah, well, the catch is very low compared to what it could be and should be, I think. But it went up, which is a positive thing. It went up about 4,200 fish this last week, but no sign of a big concentration of fish moving through, just like an increased volume of the trickle at this point. And in the worrying thing for me was more what in 15A, we had a lot of boats fishing, a few boats fishing at Point Sherman, and they were mostly getting chum salmon, very few sockeye. And that indicates to me that there's just not a body of fish moving into the canal at this point that will increase our escapement at Choku primarily is what I'm worried about at this point.
Mm-hmm. So it still is not on track to meet escapement goals at Choku?
No, it's getting closer. We had last few days, 900, and day before yesterday, day before yesterday, 1,000 or 1,100 yesterday. And so we're up above 10,000 now, which is a better number, but it's still a low number. But if you look at that and you track the number of fish moving through the fishery as well, then it's a still worrisome number. And it is. It's the projection is still under goal at this point.
How about Chilcat?
Chilcat fish wheels have been consistently below average. That's, I think, due to the fact that the main stem sockeye component is really, really weak this year for reasons I don't understand or know. We don't differentiate between main stem fish and lake fish at the wheels anymore, but we do in the fishery, and that percentage in the fishery has been well below average. And those are the fish that run by Klukwan primarily, and so I think that combined with the fact that we've reduced the number of days that the subsistence fish can occur in the river has meant that there's less fish available than is expected. So,
what do you mean by mainstem?
Mainstem are fish that spawn in the Chilcat River. Also, we count those as the fish that spawn in Mosquito Lake, and that's a run that we have in the past monitored with a mark recapture program to get a rough idea of escapement. We don't have an escapement goal on the river, but we do, like we do on the lake, we tend to manage for Choku Lake and Chilcat Lake, and the main stem is more incidental. We sort of expect to harvest them at a proportional rate with the Chilcat sockeye, but we do have genetic data which separates them out in the harvest, and so we can see over time what if their percentage is where it is relative to the historical percentage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of subsistence, last week the Chilcat Inlet subsistence fishery had been delayed a week. Are you still on track to open tomorrow?
Yeah, we will open it tomorrow, and but just south of Letnikoff Point, again, just setting the upper end of the inlet as a refuge for any kings that happen to be swimming around out there. We encourage people to, if they do happen to run into a mature king, to let it go if it's still a viable fish, because we, no matter what, we will end up below goal at this point with the Chilcat and the king return. So every fish is very important. But yeah, no, it's time to let the subsistence harvest start in Chilcat Inlet for sure. I'm not sure how many fish there will be out there at this point. We're not seeing a lot in the gillnet fishery, but Chilcat Inlet's, a place where they concentrate and mill, so it's possible it will be good fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the next gillnet opening.
Yeah, because of Chilcoot, we decided, or I decided to not open the eastern shoreline, which has been open since the beginning of the season. That's from Point Sherman up to the lower end of Talsani Island on the east shore only. And this week I did a switch and over to the western shoreline instead. And what that does is provide a corridor in the 15A, a corridor along the eastern shore, which is primarily where most of the Chilcoot sockeye go. It flips the fleet over to fish the Chilcat fish more, which we hope they can sustain. Chilcat Lake is doing okay for escapement, as I said. And so that will allow any fish that are in the canal, not any, but most of the fish that are in the canal to north of Point Sherman to make it up there without having any fishing pressure. In the lower end, I gave one day only from Point Bridget south, and that's that's half of what we have been doing. And the same reason, because the fish tend to mill around the Point Bridget to Mab shoreline, the sockeye do. And so we're trying to cut down the harvest on that. But the chum salmon remains open 7 days a week at the boat harbor side. And we're also giving a second day in the postage stamp area, mostly to focus on harvest of chum. Yeah, so we'll see. We hope that the sockeye are actually caught in that fishery in Bridget, that we get a good indication that there's a lot of fish coming. And we also are monitoring closely, and I'm discussing all the time the seine fishery along the Hawk Inlet shoreline, which is a fishery that is primarily focused on pink salmon, but it also harvests some northern-bound sockeye, sort of incidental to the pink harvest. They might get 500,000 or a million pink salmon, and then they might catch 5,000 or 10,000 whatever sockeye. Those sockeye are composed of enhanced fish, but also Chilcat and Chilcoot fish. And so we're trying to discuss ways and limit ways to or limit area and time in such a way that we don't overfish the Chilcoot sockeye in that fishery or in the gillnet fishery.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
Not this time. I just wish everyone good luck with the subsistence fishing this week. I think the fish are showing up in Chilcoot better, and then Chilcat fishing should be okay as well.